Welcome to Floating Nifty Podcast. My name is Shouwen, and
this is Noah.
Yes. Yeah, I think we should. After so many episodes, we can skip. I am the podcast host now, huh? Don't you think?
What if new people listen to it for the first time, though?
Okay.
So everyone that's listening to this for the first time, Shouwen is the podcast host, and I'm the podcast co-host.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. today we are going to drink black tea that is made in Lisan Mountain of Taiwan. We introduced this tea last year.
Yeah.
Sometime last year. And we call it Crimson Lisan on our website. And it has been a very, very popular tea. I was very surprised with the quality of this tea, too. And before we get into the tea, I should say that we are really lucky. This tea was sent to us by mistake. And I remember I opened the box one morning, and I was expecting a different tea. And I look at it and say, oh, no, what the heck? But I tasted it and I said, whoa, it's actually really good. I think I should just keep it. Oh, and I pay for it too. So now I just keep a box of tea here without paying for it. And I was very surprised with the quality, and I really like it. Many of you guys know that I don't really drink black tea. I do drink black tea in the morning with my breakfast, but not really necessary brew a pot of black tea to just enjoy. And this is one of the teas that I could, like one of the black teas that I could do it.
Maybe because it feels a lot like an oolong tea.
Yes. Yeah. That's why we call it Crimson Lisan.
I hesitated to call it Lisan black tea because it has such an oolong feeling to it.
Mm-hmm.
I almost called it Lisan red oolong, but it also does feel like a black tea. It feels like both. So it's like, what do you call it? Oh, I just come up with a different name for it. So it's Crimson Lisan.
And today we are going to actually compare with the Crimson Lisan from last season and the Crimson Lisan that just arrived from this season. I find it really fun to compare teas, and I wish I could do that for you all the time before we release the any given new tea. But very fortunately, a lot of times we sell out of a specific crop of tea, and so there's no leftover bags of tea for us to compare. And this one is, since the last crop was so good that we thought we couldn't get it anymore, and so Noah put a bag aside. That's how we actually had this tea.
I hid a bag aside. I didn't even tell anybody. I didn't tell Shouwen or anything.
And so today, that's why today we get to have a chance to compare these two different crops of the same teas. And so Noah's sneak around with the bag of tea will be forgiven today.
Yay! And just from the look of the leaves of this new one are smaller and actually prettier.
Finer. Like the more finer tips of teas that got picked for this round.
It has a little bit of bud content, where the old one has a little tiny bit, but not very noticeable. This one's pretty noticeable amount of little golden buds inside of the tea. And then the smell of the dry leaves, there's more of a kind of an herbal note in the last year's crop. And this year has a little bit more of a bright, fruity sweetness to it.
Both smell really good.
Both smell really good, yeah.
Yeah. And then so we get two teas brewing at the same time right now. And then we'll drink one at a time. So we'll start with the last season's harvest of Crimson Lisan. Yeah, smell, that's more like some sort of dark plant sweetness.
It almost has a note like a some kind of root, dried root that they use in Chinese medicine.
Mm. And I see the new one. Smell a little bit richer, maybe because it's fresher as well.
Yeah.
More like cinnamon, caramel.
Yeah, caramel. Yeah,
caramel, yeah. Sugar style of sweetness in the scent.
It has a note that I remember from a previous crop. I'm not sure if it's from what this used to taste like. The older crop used to taste like when we first got it, or a totally different tea. But it has a real, like, candied pumpkin taste to it. Like that deep, almost also planty, but more sweet, that rich, dark kind of sweetness to it.
Yeah. I actually couldn't taste the pumpkin. Hmm. Maybe when you, like, really sweet roast the pumpkin, the sugar lies
yeah,
part.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not like just a cooked pumpkin, but like a really deep roasted pumpkin.
Yeah. Yeah, I do taste a lot of like burn, not necessarily burn, but you know, that kind of cooking style of sugar.
Yeah, like caramel or
something. Yeah, caramelized sugar.
Mm. This could be our pumpkin spice tea.
And then we have our gaba oolong for our Thanksgiving tea.
Because
it reminds me of sweet potato and cinnamon. But it might be too dangerous of a tea for Thanksgiving.
Because
you got turkey and a huge amount of food. And then gaba oolong, you for sure will fall asleep, I think.
In a really nice way, though.
Maybe I should do that every single day.
Sounds good.
So this
feels good, too.
Mm-hmm.
The broth feels really comfortable, too.
Yeah, just that how we remember.
Yeah.
That's why when I tasted the tea, even though it was a tea that got sent to me by mistake, and I tasted it, I said, "Wow, I like how this tea feel." We should keep it. And so I'm very happy that this new specific crop of Crimson Lisan that has that nice physical feeling again.
Yeah.
You know, feels very clean. And it just go inside of your body very mildly, not like some of our other teas that's done by our teacher, that kind of strong physical sensation. But this one actually have a little bit.
Yeah, it's not like drinking pour or anything, but
yeah.
But it feels nice. It feels comfortable.
And yeah.
When we first tried it, I wasn't expecting it to show up in a black tea at all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then because I like that so much about the first tea, I had in the back of my mind, like, oh, I really hope this next one has that same feeling. Because although it does taste really nice, and that's kind of the feature of the tea, to have that extra add-on makes it really fun to drink.
Mm-hmm. So this is, we are going back to the last season's crop again, and I actually almost doing that grandpa style today for the comparison, and so the tea has been soaked for a long time.
I really like that herbal note. It's really strong now.
Yeah. From the last season, and the tea holds up really nicely. The body stands, and it's a little bit astringency got brewed into the cup. But besides that, it's really solid. And let's see the seasons that got brewed for a long time.
Also really nice.
Yeah. The body also stays. There's a little bit more, in a way, almost like creaminess in this season's tea after it got soaked for a long time. And as I expected, you know, this tea had been soaked such a long time. Some astringency also got brewed into the cup. And there's a slight bitterness, which I also actually quite expected due to the larger amount of tiny small tips. But it's actually not overwhelmingly like strong, so
good. It doesn't disturb the structure of the tea.
That's right. So that's actually really good. And let's add some more hot water to this. Oh, the empty cup seriously smells like sugar. At the top of your creme brulee. You can almost smell that crunchiness too.
Yeah.
But no creme brulee underneath though. So don't expect that much, okay?
You have to go get bubble tea for that.
Creme brulee bubble tea?
Yeah.
Sounds good. I don't think anybody have done that.
Or what's the...
Whatever.
That's super cream. Yeah, anyway. It's not very important, but...
We got sidetracked with all the dessert.
You get pudding in your bubble tea, too. That's yes. My favorite pudding.
You can... You okay, stop... Stop thinking about bubble tea and let's come back to our tea session here. Sometimes we do get sidetracked with various food items here when we drink tea.
Sounds really good.
I think tea just stimulates the appetite so well that normally after a few parts of tea, we will start to talk about food very intensely. And then everybody will be suffering in a really nice way because we all just want to eat and we just couldn't stop talking about food with hunger. A sweet, hungry torture here at Floating Leaf Tea. And so I just pour some hot water in it a while ago and then let's actually do it backwards. Let's start with this season's Crimson Nissan Tea. Now second brew. The surface has more of that grass, dark, grassy, but not, you know, like not the green tea grassiness that you are thinking about. Just that, I don't know if you guys ever, you know, try any kind of a leafy plants that just have a really dark sweetness inside. Mm-hmm. This remind me of that. And then the brown sugar continues. But not as intense as the first brew.
And what we mean by first brew and second brew is we drank it all the way down till the leaves were just barely covered in water and then pour more boiling water on top.
Uh-huh.
That's the second brew.
Yeah, like the pretty much like semi-brewing and grandpa style combined in one. I like to play with my brewing. I practice tea brewing and I try to use different ways. And just to see what happens today.
Has a really nice rich feeling in the throat too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like the feeling in the throat after you drink like a strong hot chocolate. Like that kind of rich, warm feeling in the throat.
Oh, okay. Which I will not really know that too well since I rarely drink hot chocolate. Mm. I don't drink hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. So.
the kind of the tannins from the chocolate in the same way is a little bit stimulating as it goes down, but it's also thick and creamy, so it's not like a really light feeling in the throat. It's more like a rich, sweet feeling in the throat.
Sounds good. Okay, then let's do the last year's Crimson Nissan right now. Oh.
I think a lot about food for this session.
Yeah. Last year's was good. The broth is good, very well balanced. And this year's is more on a sugary side and finer and more viscosity.
Yeah.
More smoothness in a way.
I mean, those small leaves and lots of buds.
Yeah.
You get more intensity. But yeah. The last one was actually a really nice tea, too.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger leaves, but it's also good.
Mm-hmm. Right now, since the leaves are nicely brewed, I just take out the leaves to compare. And last season's feels like, of course, it's obvious the leaves are bigger, but feels like it's oxidized just a touch less, just a touch less than this season's. And also, that's why we feel like these teas, but both teas almost have that feeling of it's not 100%. That's why we feel like it's like oolong tea.
Mm. It's just a tiny, tiny bit less, but yeah.
Yeah. But the dry leaves look really dark. So dry leaves really look like a black tea. on the color, and then the blue leaves start to show some oolong color. So interesting how they could do that.
Yeah, the last year's crop actually almost could be an oolong tea by the look of it, huh?
Maybe it is an oolong tea.
Yeah.
Sometimes what happened in Taiwan is nowadays they are making something called hong oolong, red oolong, but they don't call it hong shui oolong, which is a different, I think it's a different style of oolong. They just call it hong oolong. And sometimes they sell it underneath hong oolong, and sometimes they sell it underneath black tea. So it can be possible that this can be both,
yeah.
Again.
And kind of my nerdy way of talking about it, there's not clear classifications for tea. It's like the person that made the tea and the plant the tea came from, they come together to make something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that person's history of what they've learned in their life.
Mm-hmm.
If they make oolong for their whole life and they try to make a black tea from what they've learned about black tea, there's oolong influence.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of Taiwanese black teas do feel more oolong-like to me.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys listen to our past podcast, we talk about Oriental beauty, and it's, you know, I'm not super big on like the definition part of it. I am big on the result.
Yeah,
and I don't like to actually. Especially spend the time to sit there and argue, like, is this a oolong tea or is this a black tea? Mm-hmm. I'm more interested in sitting there with my cup of tea. Is that how good of a tea this is? Can we find a better one? How good is this one? You know, and share the features and qualities of the specific ones that we find with people, and then
what does this one feel like, you know?
Yeah, true. Yeah, last year's definitely had more dark plant kind of a sweetness, and then we are going into this season's crop again. Richer and deeper. Yeah, in a way, almost more reserved, and yet deep in its own way, and then last season's feels more, the broth actually almost feels, it doesn't puff more, but it feels bigger in the broth, and then this year's feels more, just everything consolidated a little bit more,
yeah,
together.
A little bit more focused tea.
Yeah, and then it reached to the body really nicely. For a black tea, I'm really happy with this kind of a feature for this kind of for black tea. Yay!
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, and so we'll list it on the website pretty soon.
Probably by the time this comes out, it'll be on the website.
Yeah. We normally try to do it a week or 2 weeks ahead of the time on the podcast recording, so we don't miss too many on the Monday. And so when you are listening to this, it's probably on our website. So happy to have so many new teas in. We had a fantastic trip back to Taiwan. And thank you for many of you who support us so much and support this podcast program. We love doing this and we want to continue to do this. And many of you wrote to us to thank us for this kind of a tea program and for the information. And we thank you too for your supporting. And to support us more for our efforts and time, tell your friends to tune in to this podcast. And if you like social media and you are on social media, you can also mention it at your social media channel. And one of the very direct way to support us is to shop at our website, floatingleaf.com. We want to share this tease with you. And thank you for listening. I think this tea is giving me a buzz now.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm not sure is this the caffeine or the tea energy, but I'm seriously feeling the tea quite a lot. Or maybe because I drink two black tea together.
It's strong though.
Yeah, it's strong. And so before I go even more crazy than right now, we wish you a pleasant day and happy tea drinking. We'll see you next Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.